Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Allstate, proud sponsor of Navy basketball. It's good to be in good hands. By General Dynamics Mission Systems, advancing your mission. And by Pepsi, proud partner of Navy basketball.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Coming up, we're going to talk baseball, men's and women's basketball, and you'll hear from the men's basketball seniors as they end their Navy careers. A group of five. You'll remember when Ed DeCellos first started at the Academy, he had exactly zero seniors on his first team here in Annapolis. Paul Costacopoulos joins us to talk Navy baseball, mids with a big weekend series coming up in Kinston against the Air Force Academy Falcons. All that and more straight ahead. You're listening to the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Navy Federal Credit Union wants to help you drive away with a monthly car payment you can afford. You see, we're a credit union, so we pass the savings on to our members in the form of low rates. We also provide up to 100% financing, pre-approval checks to bring to your seller, plus 24/7 account access and live phone support. So if you're thinking about an auto loan, let Navy Federal put you in the driver's seat with a great rate and more. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Navy basketball fans are the best fans on the Chesapeake. We remind you that when you're celebrating a Navy basketball victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from the Naval Academy Athletic Association and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you to be a good sport. Responsibility matters.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
I was in a car accident yesterday. First time. My baby girl's okay, thank God. But it was really scary, you know? It was so loud and it happened so fast, I couldn't think straight. When I finally could, I just wanted someone to fix everything, you know? Like it never happened.
After an accident, choose Chesapeake Collision to get your vehicle safely back on the road and your life back to normal. Chesapeake Collision, your collision hero. Four area locations. Learn more at ChesapeakeCollision.com.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network. Time to talk a little baseball with head coach Paul Costacopoulos. And you and I, in the past at this time of year, we're always talking about cold weather. Yeah. How are you managing? Doing a lot of stuff inside. This has been an abnormal February for you guys. You've probably been able to be outside probably as much as you've ever been here with the weather that we've had as you all have gotten your season started this past weekend. What has it been like to have the extra time outside?
You know, the preparation is always great, you know, to get it to be outside, be in the flow of playing baseball is always going to be indoors. And the other thing that it really helps with is your timing is much better because you're doing everything at the correct distances with the correct volume in the outfield. Everything is better. Now, that usually straightens itself out after a couple weeks anyway, but it's nice to at least be able to get out there and do that.
For your ball club, a school record for wins a year ago, a win in the NCAA tournament, it's as dramatic as you can possibly win a game. And when you guys, if you look at the standings, you've had different rivals pop up to challenge you here over the past few years. But what has it been about your program that has allowed you to be that consistent club that's always been right there competing every year for a spot, obviously, in the tournament and a chance to at least go to the NCAA tournament?
You know, I think that's, you know, that's something that we do take pride in, you know, and sometimes these cliches get thrown around in these interviews, but we really do. We take pride in doing what we do. We try to connect the dots. We try to stay in the box, play the game the way it's supposed to be. It's hard enough to beat the other team without messing around with the game itself. So we do try to create consistency in practice through making sure that we continue to play the game right. That doesn't mean we're always going to do the right things, but if you scheme the game well, and you're only playing the opponent, and you can make it a short game, meaning a 2-3-4-inning game, you get a shot to beat almost everyone on your schedule. And that's what we try to do for the most part. You know, try to play the game right, make it a short game, give yourself a chance to win a 3-4-5-inning game.
You're closer to 1,000 wins than you are 500 as a baseball coach. How many times over the years, I'd be interested to know, have you had to maybe evolve in the way you do things, your approach through the years now as to where we are here in 2017 as a college baseball coach?
You know, that's a great question, Pete. And you know, I think sometimes you actually evolve without even knowing it. We get stubborn as coaches sometimes, and we, you know, you should, as you get older, realize that, you know, certain circumstances don't always work, and you have to make adjustments. And I think, you know, I've probably had to change, whether it's practice schemes, whether it's philosophy and recruiting, even handling the players. It's a dozens of times. You know, you just kind of keep changing and keep evolving to what your program's needs are.
How much has it changed at a place like this, which obviously presents its own challenges because of the academic and military things that your players also have to include in their baseball schedule?
Yeah. You know, it hasn't. You know, I think one of the things I think I've picked up from watching all the successful coaches here, watching, you know, Kenny coach and just doing a great job, watching Ed coach doing a great job, Stephanie. All the people who have been here for some time, one of the qualities I notice in them is, you know, when it comes down to playing baseball, you play baseball. When it comes down to playing basketball, you play basketball or football, and you don't make excuses for some of the things that are real, meaning, you know, academics, military. You still got to coach these programs like Division I programs and have expectations like Division I programs, because as soon as you stop doing that, these guys are so wired to compete. They can sense that. You know, they know that you're trying to manipulate something, and you can't do that here. So I think a lot of times it's just go coach the way you need to coach. You have to have a sympathetic ear. You have to certainly use your eyes, watch your players' emotions. But you don't really change the idea that you got to go out and compete against the best teams on your schedule and be successful.
Obviously, it's a little while before you get into your league schedule, but how much does a series like the one you have upcoming here with Air Force and how much do you find out about your team maybe in its willingness to compete? Because it ratchets up a little bit more this weekend playing a Service Academy rival.
It certainly does. And I think finding that niche, that how are you going to compete, you know, how are you going to approach big situations is so important in a successful season. And you do have a little glimpse of it early, and it is early. You know, there's some things that we do differently early than we would do later in the season. But you do get a chance to see that, you do get to see a chance to see how we're going to compete in a little bit brighter spotlight. And so much of that is experience. So much of that is learned behavior. And we do have some newer guys, so we're going to have to kind of see how that goes. But I think to your point, Pete, it's extremely important and you're really taking notes as a coach to see how you're going to respond.
Obviously, on April 1st, your baseball stadium, your program, you're going to get a chance for some spotlight with the Nationals and Red Sox coming here, and it's going to be your stadium that everybody's going to see.
Right.
How much does something like that factor in? Because you guys are going to be away that weekend.
Right.
You've got a hell of a series to play on the road, ironically, that weekend at Holy Cross. Right. But bringing that here, and obviously some things are going on, some construction's going on over there, how much does that help at least show people that, hey, we do play baseball here at the highest level at the Naval Academy?
I think it has great value. You know, some of the things that you had said, that, you know, people get a chance to see that we play at a beautiful venue. I think sometimes we're a secret even among ourselves.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, here in Annapolis and even greater Maryland,
right.
It's a great place to come see a game. It is as well laid out a field as you'll come across in college athletics. It doesn't have a huge amount of seating, but it's got the perfect amount of seating, you know, 800 or 1,000 people watching a game. So it really is a great chance to showcase our facility. But I also think it shows that baseball and the military, you know, there's a connection there. You know, baseball's it's our pastime, you know, and it's very important to us as a country. And to see the Nationals and the Red Sox come in and play at the United States Naval Academy is a pretty unique thing. And I think it catches the attention of people, you know, as it should. And certainly the leadership of Admiral Carter and Mr. Glatchek putting this all together is not only great for our program, but certainly the academy, certainly for the military. And you know what? For a day, we get to feel pretty good about ourselves as far as the accomplishments of the men and women in the military and who protect us every day in a simple sport that we call baseball. So I just think it's a great combination.
Navy head baseball coach Paul Costakopoulos, Mids and Air Force, the big weekend series coming up in Kinston, North Carolina this weekend. We come back, we'll talk basketball. George Kiernan, Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine. Time to talk Navy basketball. Mids with a big week coming up. American and then the Bucknell Bison to finish off the regular season with George Kiernan. And for you and your teammates, how good was it to just get back on the practice court on Monday and be able to move forward? Because certainly as competitors, there's no doubt Saturday has to sting for you. But how fast can you put that behind you and know that you've got business to take care of coming up Wednesday night against American?
Yeah, we knew that we needed to put that game behind us right away. And Sunday definitely hurt as well, thinking about everything that happened on Saturday afternoon. And we knew that we just needed to bounce back, keep our heads up, and take away the lessons learned and not deal with the emotion. Because up 20-something points, and you let it go at the end, especially to a really good team like Army, and it's the NSTAR game, it's going to bite. But we knew that just part of the ebbs and flow of the season, and just move on, and you can only focus on the next one.
So. I was going to say, you all probably one of the few teams in NCAA history who've won a game down 25, so you can appreciate the effort it took from Army to come back in that game on Saturday. But we often talk about athletic character. Is this where you find out something about yourself and your teammates and whether you can turn around and get business done Wednesday night?
Yes, I really think that we are a really resilient group. We have our high points and we have our low points, but we always try to stay even keeled with how we work. And I think that's one reason that's led to a lot of success for us. So I think that our character has been defined before in our, like you said, 25-point comeback. But I don't think much is going to change from losing that 25-point lead. And I think we're just going to have to stick to who we are, stick to what we do, and make teams play against us instead of us playing against them.
Well said. You have something that people don't have a lot in this game. You've got some size. You've got the ability to shoot the ball from 23 feet. How did you end up here at the Naval Academy? And if not here, where might it have been?
So I was fortunate enough to be recruited by a couple other D1 schools and then a lot of D2 and D3 schools. And I knew that in my college decision, I wanted to make sure I was at a great academic institution. And I've always valued tradition, so it was kind of hard not to really be, you know, interested in this place because outstanding academics, a lot of tradition. And I was recruited by John Perry, and I came on my visit here, my first visit here, and ended up canceling all the visits after that. And in fact, I actually came on my visit with Hassan Abdullah and Ryan Pearson. And I think it was the Monday after our official visit, Ryan signed, Hassan signed, and then Hassan and Ryan were texting me. And then on Wednesday, I decided. So it was pretty funny how we all came together here, but here we are, and I wouldn't have changed it.
I was going to say, we hear stories like that from other classes, and, you know, I'm sure there's a bond developing between you guys in that class right now. I mean, it's a good group, quite frankly, good sophomore group right now for this team. Do you feel that bond growing amongst you guys as teammates here?
Yeah, I really do. I think it's makes playing basketball even that much better. And fortunately, Hassan, Ryan, and I all share the same sponsor parents. So we're hanging with each other here at school, here on the weekends, and at our sponsor's house. And we're always around each other. So it makes you know, basketball that much more enjoyable.
As a player, you know, as obviously last year, you know, you and Hassan both, I mean, never really had a fair chance to compete at times just because nothing of your fault. I mean, sometimes the body doesn't cooperate, but, you know,
to be out there now and competing, did you, at the beginning of the year, did you have something to prove to say, hey, I can play at the Division I level and I can be a successful basketball player?
I think there really was something there. I know, I mean, especially me, Ryan, and Hassan, well, we think we can compete with anybody. We want to show that we are talented basketball players and then we belong on the court when the appropriate time is. So I know last year wasn't necessarily mine or Hassan, but we learned a lot from last year. We worked our tails off in the offseason, pushing each other, saying, hey, this year is going to be our coming out party, and we're going to really come out and with a lot of focus, and we're going to show them who we are. And I think we've done that for the most part, but we're still not done. We still got a lot to prove coming in the final part of our season.
All right, big fella, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
That's George Kiernan, Special K in the Mids with a big one Saturday. A win clinches a quarterfinal round number 4 seed in a home game. A loss, and they're dependent on BU beating Holy Cross to achieve that goal. Senior night this week, a chance to listen to all 5 seniors. Our Eric Harris caught up with all 5 of those young men and got their thoughts on what their careers have been like here at the Academy.
Kind of going through the 4 years here at the Academy with the senior class has been an amazing experience. There's been a lot of adversity. There have been a lot of situations that could have caused people to quit or to leave the team. And to know that the 5 of you have stuck it out and kind of gone to the end together makes it a really special bond.
When I look back to like Puyib, class of 2017 basketball players, I think we're completely different. We're more focused athletically now. Like, you know, most of us are being counted on. A lot of the guys for like big minutes or like leadership roles, or even some of the people, some of us like in the hall. I thought about it a lot, and it's going to be really cool to have, you know, all my family there and then all the family of the other 4 seniors. So I'm really looking forward to it.
It's been an honor to, you know, those guys, for them to vote for me and think highly of me and think that my leadership can help them throughout the whole season is definitely a big honor. But, I mean, it's not just me, and they, all the guys know that. It's been all the senior guys have stepped up and helped out.
And we would like to think that we left the program in a better shape than how it was when we came in. Just, you know, because we worked hard, how dedicated we, us 5 of us were, you know, to keep practicing, just keep, you know, showing up, pushing each other in practices and games like that, you know, helped us each year.
Being able to win more every year is always a goal for any college basketball team, to get better, keep getting better individually, and then hopefully that translates into wins, and it has, which has been great.
We start off, I think, my freshman year, maybe like 2 or 3, and then every year we just like built and built on it. It's always been a goal.
It's crazy to think about. I mean, going through these 4 years and all of us have been here the whole time, and we've all been able to lean on each other, and then as soon as graduation hits, we're all going different places, but we're all brothers, we're all family, so you know that relationship that we've built up these last 4 years won't go anywhere. It'll all still be the same.
These guys are your family. You spend the holidays with them, and so you just, you know, just little things, meals, hanging out, going to each other's sponsors. Just, you know, it just makes you guys so much closer. And I mean, after graduation, I might not see these guys for a couple more years, but when I have a phone call conversation, I know it's just going to be like yesterday. So.
That's kind of cheesy, but just like we sing in blue and gold, you know, 4 years together by the bay. But then at the end of the day, we're going to be scattered far and wide. But nothing can take away the memories we've built here, and nothing can take away the love we have for each other.
Good luck to Grant Vermeer, Edward Alade, James Hemphill, Tim Abruzzo, and Zach Fong. Appreciate all their efforts in a Navy uniform. Coming up, Sarita Condi and the women's basketball team. They've had a much better season than expected as well. Big one coming up for them. First place Bucknell's in town Saturday night at 7 o'clock for a big showdown in the Patriot League. We'll hear from Sarita when we return on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
I enlisted in the Army in 2005. I went to Iraq 3 times and Afghanistan once. I've been with the USA 6 years. On a ranch, you have all kinds of damages that you never see coming. One day, I happened to leave the back door of my truck open. Cow bumped into it, pushed it all the way forward. 2,000-pound animal bumping into a little steel door creates quite a bit of damage. I actually use the app, take pictures of it right there for USAA, and they take care of the rest. Got a brand new door on there within a week. I'm Josh Eilers, and I'm a USAA member for life.
USAA Insurance. for the moments you never see coming. Call today to discuss your insurance needs. 800-531-USAA.
Member paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Listen. Hear that? Well, neither can anyone else. It's what a couple hundred shipmates aboard a 300-foot Navy submarine sound like to those who threaten freedom on the seas. Designed by the world's strongest naval force to be neither seen nor heard, America's Navy. Learn more at Navy.com.
With the NCAA tournament fast approaching, Buffalo Wild Wings is in full basketball mode as they are once again the official hangout for March Madness. So grab a drink, grab some wings, and watch every game on their wall-to-wall TVs to get those brackets ready. Don't miss a single second. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Columbia, Laurel, and Bowie. Wings, beer, sports. You have to be here.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to talk women's basketball. Mids, of course, coming off the euphoric win over Army on Saturday to win the Star with Sarita Condi. You've had a couple days now to kind of decompress from that for you and your team to get over that hump and to know now you will at least get one of those alumni stars. What does that mean, especially to you personally, as it was your final shot to get one? What does it mean to get one finally?
I mean, it's pretty indescribable, but I'm just really excited, and it kind of seems like it fits perfectly with finally getting a star with this team in particular, just how much we've gone through together and just the chemistry that we've built on and off the court. So it's just awesome winning with this group of women.
I was going to say, you all, from start to finish this year, it's not the largest team in basketball, but as Coach has said and you've said throughout the year, you all have an amazing chemistry together. Do you think that is as much the reason why you all are sitting right now with Bucknell atop the standings in the league?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've done a really good job of finishing out games, getting through a lot of different types of adversity on and off the court that we've just shown time and time again throughout the season that we can get past. So we are really short, and sometimes that's obviously a disadvantage, especially for rebounding, but we continue to find ways to win games.
Why have you all won so many close games?
I mean, I think this group, especially the upperclassmen, we've been together for so long that we just found ways, like different ways, to make it work, whether that's, you know, a last-second shot by Taylor Dunham or just out-rebounding teams that we aren't supposed to out-rebound on paper. Different people have stepped up on different nights to make contributions in order for us to win.
I was going to say, lesser teams probably don't buy in when their coaches say you have to play for 40 minutes. That seems like something that you all, though, buy into. You never believe you're out of a game until the last second and that horn goes off. Is that something fair to say about this team?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, playing at Lehigh, you know, now I guess a month ago, is a perfect example of that. They had the ball with, I think, 3 seconds left. Bianca Roach made a huge steal, and then with less than a second left, you know, we still believe that we could win, and Taylor made that shot. So, I mean, we've been doing that all season, with an emphasis on trying to improve our third quarters. So I think that we kind of worked on that and did pretty well against Army. We ended up winning that quarter only by 1 point, but we're just really trying to take advantage of every single second of the game.
As a basketball player, how have you liked the rule changes to the four quarters? Have you seen any difference? Do you sense any difference? Have you liked it, disliked it?
I personally really like it, and I like that we can advance the ball towards the end of the game. So, I mean, there's not necessarily anything that sticks out as to why I like it. It just seems like the game flows better, and I think everyone on the team likes the changes.
For you all, it's a big week. American and Bucknell, obviously, present great opposition. How do you put the euphoria of Saturday behind you and move on, obviously, to what will be key games this week?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing for us. We were really excited, celebrated the win and everything, but, you know, we had practice again right on Monday. Already started watching film on American, so I think that we've done a good job of that throughout the season, of just taking it day by day, focusing on the next game at hand. So We have a big challenge ahead of us these last three games, so we just need to continue to focus, and I think it'll show our maturity and how we kind of bounce back from this weekend.
All right, finish strong, and obviously you guys will have a great chance in the Patriot League tournament to hopefully reach that goal in the NCAA tournament. Congratulations.
Thank
we'll see you this week.
Thank
you.
Serena Condi, Mids, and Bucknell, Saturday night at 7 at Alumni Hall. Back to wrap it up in a moment on the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. That'll do it for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. Our thanks to Bill Usby, as always, for his technical assistance. We'll see you next week for another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Lockheed Martin. At Lockheed Martin, we're engineering a better tomorrow. AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond. And by CDWG, people who get it.